Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Massachusetts will soon require licensed providers who care for older adults to train on how to specifically care for LGBT adults. Governor Baker signed the bill into law last week, the first of its kind in the nation. To learn more, we spoke with Lisa Krinsky. She's the director of the LGBT Aging Population Project at the Fenway Institute and has been pushing this bill for nearly a decade. She says it'll significantly help the estimated 65,000 LGBT adults living in the state.
Massachusetts has got a lot of LGBT protections. We're the first in marriage. We've done a lot around LGBT issues. But it's important to remember that LGBT older adults came of age at a time when their identity was illegal. It was immoral. They had a lot at stake for being open about their identity. And so many learned to be quite covert about that. And we know now, as those folks are growing older and needing care in their home, in the community, in assisted living or long-term care, there's a lot of anticipated concern about how they may be treated, particularly at a time that is most vulnerable in their lives.
Treated by who, do you think?
We think about community-based care, if there's a home health aide or a physical therapist coming into your house, if you live in the community but you take transportation and go to adult day health, if you move into senior housing or assisted living, if you think about being in long-term care, there's a whole continuum of places where older adults are encountering care providers, and we want to make sure that those providers do the best job possible in terms of those LGBT older adults.
Are you worried that some LGBT seniors are reluctant to seek out care because, frankly, they stayed hidden themselves for so long?
Absolutely. We have many stories of folks who've been really quite reluctant to be open about their identities. There's one gentleman we know who lived in senior housing, and he would tell his neighbors that he was leaving to go volunteer at a soup kitchen, and he was actually going to participate in an LGBT community meal. But he was concerned that the people in the community that he lived in would harass him and treat him badly if he was out about his identity.
Are LGBT seniors vulnerable to loneliness then?
Sure. We have a lot of attention now being given to issues of people aging alone and the loneliness that's inherent with that. And that's something we see across the general population of older adults. But what's unique for our population of folks is that LGBT older adults are significantly more likely to be growing old without a spouse or partner, without adult children, and without the kinds of informal networks that most of us think about when we think about growing old.
Can you give an example of a care behavior that you've seen that needs fixing?
I think there have been a variety of them. Some are situations where people may be bringing their own personal beliefs to the workplace. One of the things that's important about this training is that we're asking people to think about doing it in the context of how they do their jobs. So with respect to different political beliefs, personal, religious, moral beliefs, we really want workers to focus on how are they providing care to an older adult that they are visiting in that person's home or providing services to in a senior setting.
What happens now? How do the training guidelines get drafted, and when do you expect them?
We, the LGBT Aging Project, have been providing very similar training throughout Massachusetts for over a decade, and would hope that we can be part of the conversation about how to implement that kind of training. We want to make sure that it goes far and wide throughout the Commonwealth, and that LGBT older adults, that they know that they will be able to access services and providers who have been trained to be inclusive and thoughtful and respectful of who they are and how they live their lives.
Lisa Krinsky, director of the LGBT Aging Project at the Fenway Institute, thanks a lot for speaking with us.
My pleasure.